Let's go. Who's ready for a football Friday? Rico has said BOGO is out. It's Groupon Fridays. Lions favored by 2 touchdowns over the Jaguars. Got another name you could call that team, but it would get us kicked off the air. It's okay, though. We have to talk about something. A, Jeremy Otto apparently is the offensive coordinator for Eastern Washington in here. Red hat, red shirt. Give the guy a clipboard and a headset. Jesus, Jeremy. 2, let's do this. This is important. What he played in his update, I think, plays right into what you and I wanted to lead with. Dan Campbell is telling you this is, he knows. He knows he's losing his coordinators. He knows this is a special time. This is bigger than a team off to a hot start. And it's why I wanted to offer something. And it is the following. If there's anything I hate in sports, more than this, it's not coming to the top of my mind, which is gatekeeping fandom. And as we sit here now, I wanted to just see if people are okay with this, because I don't think they realize what's about to happen. That as popular as the Lions are, and that as passionate as the fans are, and the takeovers, and the home field advantage, and the coverage, it's only going to get worse or better depending on your perspective. What you are about to see in this town, the only thing I could liken it to would be the 2016 Cubs. Where every person in the city of Chicago who couldn't identify a baseball with two hands and a flashlight was donning Cubs gear. That's about to happen now. Because now, week 11, 12, 14, 15, playoffs, everyone's out of their slumber. And you are going to have fringe mania. And I'm here for it. So what I wanted to ask is this. Are we all on the same page that the Lions bandwagon still has room? That this is one of the most special teams in the history of this town? That this is a special time? And as Dan Campbell put it in that audio, it is finite, and when it's over, it's over. This team is winning the Super Bowl, and I would like to petition the fandom gatekeepers to leave people alone. That, much like at the Red Roof Inn, we'll leave the light on for you. I'll make sure there's a seat on this bandwagon no matter how late you want to join it. Is that acceptable?
So you're saying you don't have to come with your I've been a fan since ...
Not in my world. Now, for a dyed-in-the-wool Lions fan who thinks because they've suffered, they're better than you, that's up to them to decide. I'm trying to put some legislation out there that this bandwagon is open. And it should stay open. That this is a special time for this team, this town. And I do believe they're winning the Super Bowl. I'm not going to gatekeep fandom and go, well, you didn't like them last year. No, 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 no. But if you want to put up those gates, you have to explain why. Because you know, Rico, what's about to happen. People think this has hit its zenith. It's not even close. It is going to be pandemonium in the weeks in the lead up to and following Christmas. It is going to be, it's going to be like, you'll be able to basically go on the air. Hell, there's some hosts who already sound this way. Lions, 248. And lines will fill.
So, no, but it works.
It can.
Right. The fringe fans are out. I mean, people who, you're right, couldn't tell you any. They only know one Lion, that's Jared Goff, because you hear his name chanted everywhere. They just show up. It's a party. It's an event. It's not just a game anymore. It's an event. You want to be there. You want to be a part of it. So, yeah, I do think that some people are going to be joining that bandwagon who have no idea. They just want to revel in the glory that is Detroit. But I still think you're going to have those who are going to be like, well, I'm part of the fan executive board. I've been a fan since 1973, and I saw this, and I had this pain. And
well, let me put it to a test, because I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am jumping
on
the bandwagon.
Your Steelers are about to beat the Ravens.
Oh, no, I'm never going to be a Lions fan, but I'm rooting for the city. And after last week, seeing what they did in that comeback win, and then seeing everything on social media and how the fans of this city, of this team, took over that stadium post game and they're partying in the concessions, partying in the airport heading home, partying on the plane heading home.
According to caller DJ, they were partying in the bedroom, too. They had the freak off or whatever was going on.
The freak nick.
The freak nick. Yeah, the freak off was a
It was an interesting that's, use.
Excuse me. That's I've been reading thing. Too many Diddy articles. Right. I want to apologize.
That's a Diddy thing, no. Lions fans, not at Diddy parties. But, no, they're like four parties pregame.
Yes.
Four different ones that DJ showed me the flyers for. Like, wait, it's grown to this
in
level.
In Houston.
It's an event. It's like All-Star Weekend where you just want to be there and say, I was in the city. Not even at the game, in the city. So you're jumping on board.
I am jumping on. So I want to test
that
theory.
Really, that's not really it, though. You got to give up. You got to renounce the Steelers. Do you renounce the devil?
See, you put it like that. What are you trying to do to me? I can't renounce the Steelers. If I have to do that to jump on the bandwagon?
So again and again, listen. I don't think any of this matters. But like, as the guy who founded the "We're winning the North and we're winning a playoff game" movement, and as the guy who didn't hint about it or didn't, you know, wasn't scared, I said openly and honestly as we kicked off the NFL season, the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. I still believe that.
You did.
I think I have every reason to have a say in the bandwagon. However,
I was Mike Myers next to Kanye. What?
George Bush does not care about black people. And Rico just went, wait, what did he say? But I want to hear from you, which is simple. Look, you are Lions fans and some of the fan elite. But what I don't want to do in the run-up to a Super Bowl is gatekeeping of fandom. I don't believe in it. And yes, they're playing the Jaguars. They are 14-point favorites. I do believe you will hit this team with a garbage can this weekend. I think there's a huge bounce-back element. I think that offensive line is going to be angry. They know they didn't perform well enough. Jared Goff. It doesn't matter, bad luck, bad throws, five interceptions, that's an embarrassment, no longer in the MVP. What?
No, that's what I'm saying. Five interceptions, and we still managed to win that game.
But if you have a problem with bandwagon fans, I want to settle the grievances now. I want to have a happy Thanksgiving. I want to have a wonderful Christmas. But we need to set this straight now, because what we think is about to happen is the Lions are going to go on a crazy run. Rico's offered Groupons the next two games with the Jags and the Colts. So let's have the conversation. I say the bandwagon's open to any and all. Why? Because I truly believe this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And I don't want to begrudge anybody that. I also don't like gatekeeping of fandom. It's loser behavior. I don't like it. But if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Lion fan and you have suffered and you do feel like you're better than other people, because let's face it, that's what gatekeeping of fandom is. Mm. You think you're better than people. It's a lot like David when he does his whole judgmental religion routine on Sundays. The point is, you have a say too. So if you think we're going to sit here and break down Lions, Jags, yeah, here's the breakdown. Game over. 248-539-9797.
Mac Jones.
David, early returns on the ticket text.
Because David, real quick, I'm with you. I want this for the city. The city earned it. The city has gone through so much.
Yes.
That, people are like, are you really going to be happy? Yes, I am. I want to see you guys have that parade.
Why do people think you're the devil? That's what I don't get. You're from Southwest Detroit. Because are a Detroiter. This team hurt you to the point that you gave up.
They're like, because you're not really from here.
But you're not Satan. You're not a mean person.
And it's like, man, I want Detroit to have the parade. I want you to experience what I've experienced, what you've experienced, what David has experienced. It's your turn to do this. Going down Woodward, you could bring out, Pop-Pop's urn, because he's already dead. And he said, if they ever win, throw my ashes on the parade. You'll get to do that this year.
1,000% more room. It's literally America's team, because America loves this team. Not because Jerry has eyes for marketing. But yes, you can jump on board.
Okay.
Mike, I've been a fan since 1977. Welcome back, everyone. Happy to share this season with anyone that chooses to. Dennis at work. Lions fans.
Notice how Dennis had to let us know, though.
Yes.
I'm at the exec still, table.
Yep.
77.
Lions right. fans have had to be.
The head of the table?
Right.
Or what do you call the bridal party table?
Right. 77. You're over there.
Lions fans have had to be bandwagon fans for the past 70 years. My bandwagon team was the Niners. It comes with the territory. Welcome one, welcome all. Justin N. Warren.
You know, as Jansen said this morning, closed borders, open bandwagons. I think that's what he said. The point I'm making is the bandwagon stays.
Makes sense.
Hey, listen, may have made that up. The point is.
Still makes sense.
Okay. <It's> fantastic.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I like that you hit John with a stray because you two have a beautiful little rivalry. It's adorable. But I want to hear from the people. We're hoping we get to enjoy a blowout win this Sunday, and we head towards Turkey Day. And it's like, all right, let's ask the question. Because I think if you're not on the bandwagon now, I'm not mad at you. I'm confused by you. But the bandwagon's open for everybody, right? Like, you're not gatekeeping your fellow man, are you? Because this Lions thing should rise above that. That's my platform I'm running on. Mm-hmm. And should. Dan Campbell, can we bump back with that sound? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting what he said, and I think it plays into this. This is a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
No pettiness. Yeah. I know that's hard for you. No pettiness.
Oh, wait, where did that stray come from?
You're the guy who created a receipt segment. That's not a stray.
It's not pettiness. It's just...
Hey, Kenny, remember what you said 38 months ago on a Tuesday?
No, it's called accountability. It's not pettiness.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We will get more ticket techs. Prop Bet Casino, Derek Stevens, TJ Lang. Lots to do on a football Friday.